Our next guest, I am very excited to introduce Josh Seiferman. He is the CEO of Michigan Central. Now, if you didn't know what Michigan Central was, you certainly know it now after the amazing live concert that was held there just a few days ago. Josh is a New York native, but he actually has roots here in Michigan. He's a U of M alum and actually worked here in Detroit for a while. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sandy. Nice to see you in your moonlighting gig here.
Well, you know, everyone needs an escape job, and this might be better than my planned gig as an Uber driver. So here you go. Josh, I want to ask you, since you've lived in Michigan, lived in Detroit before, this is obviously your second tour of duty here. Before we get to the amazing work at Michigan Central and New Lab, I just want to get your perspective of what is it like to be back in Michigan after all these many years, and how is it different this time around?
It's great to be back, and it's an honor to be back. It's a real honor and privilege to be a part of an incredible team across Michigan Central and Ford working on such an amazing project. And it's great to be part of. There's so much happening in Detroit. I mean, you know, for me, honestly, there was then too. It was an extraordinary city. This was in the mid-90s. It was an amazing city then. It's an amazing city now, but it's really exciting to be part of. There's so many things that are happening, and their roots go back a long ways, but they're coming to fruition, and it's amazing to be involved.
Well, you know, the concert that was held that, you know, Bill Ford, and actually you, I saw that you actually got a producing credit for the concert. I'm sure that you've had a lot of different unique experiences in your life. I'm not sure you would have put concert producer as one of the things that you would do in life.
Yeah, no, I loved seeing that. You know, with some of my colleagues, Mary Culler and Catherine Kelly and Marissa Bradley, the whole team, we worked really hard with Jesse Collins, who's amazing. He produced the concert, and his team. And we really wanted to make sure that it reflected the importance of Michigan Central Station to the city, of the moment, of what it means looking forward. And what was really, really extraordinary is all of the artists were so excited to be a part of it as well. And so I'll take my producing credit. Very excited about that.
Well, now you're probably up for one of those, you know, Academy or Emmy Awards, and we'll talk again then when you receive that. But in the meantime, you know, for the folks who haven't been following, you know, the incredible effort around not just the train station, but that entire campus, Roosevelt Park, the Greenway, New Lab. What is the vision for what's happening there that you're leading?
Well, you know, I think what we really hope to do is just keep building and building and creating Michigan Central as an anchor for the whole city, for the region, and frankly, for the state of Michigan as a talent magnet, attracting amazing talent here, keeping talent here, training folks for the next generation of the growth economy opportunities, and really becoming a civic anchor that, you know, the concert in a way was an example of pulling people together. And that's something that, you know, that might've been at the extreme level, but should be happening all the time at Michigan Central, be a place where Detroiters and visitors alike come to collaborate, to experience things, to be a part of the innovation. And, you know, one thing I love about what you mentioned, Sandy, is that Michigan Central, you know, we exist because of the vision of Bill Ford, the incredible investment from the Ford Motor Company, but all with the intent of creating what we describe as an open platform, meaning lots of people, lots of entities are participating. And, you know, Roosevelt Park, you mentioned the city did an amazing job of renovating and redesigning the park. The Greenway, which connects us to all the way down to the new Ralph C. Wilson Centennial Park and the broader Joe Louis Greenway. It's all about pulling people together and the power that comes from that kind of collaboration.
So say more about, you know, you talked about, you know, this is, you know, Bill Ford's vision. Obviously, the Ford Motor Company, you know, has been the, you know, the quarterback of this. But you know, every time I talk to Bill or Mary Culler or yourself, you're very clear in saying that this is not intended to be a Ford Motor Company entity. This is considered to be an innovation platform. You know, what does that exactly mean? Is it so associated with Ford?
Yeah, no, it's and it makes it really unique. I don't think there's a model like this, frankly, anywhere else in the world. What it means is that we welcome and are really there to create the conditions for lots of entities, startup companies, early stage companies, established companies. That could even include all the automotive OEMs, but way beyond automotive, and so across mobility and related fields. Michigan Central is a venue for people to do their work and to do breakthrough work and to collaborate and meet others. And, you know, you start to see it. You mentioned NewLab. You're starting to see it there. We've got, in a year's time, we've got over 100 companies now working at NewLab at Michigan Central. These are our early stage companies, but we're watching them grow. Some of them who started with one or two people are now 15, 20 people. And you know, almost half of them are coming from outside of Detroit and Michigan, from around the country, around the world. Over half are led by women and or people of color, founders and CEOs. So there's a real community of innovation, of exploration, of understanding new products, understanding new ideas that's already happening there.
So we only have less than a minute left, but I want you to talk about kind of what's next for Michigan Central, the train station. I mean, we all
sure.
See the pictures. We know that's this. I mean, I've been through it. It's a spectacular landmark. It is absolutely beautiful. But what's the mix of what, you know, the public is going to see at the train station?
Sure. Up in the tower, our youth floor starts occupancy this month. In the fall, the forward occupancy in several floors will start. On the ground floor through the summer, we'll keep weekend hours. We'll be posting about those. There'll be a little bit of change in them. We still have a lot to learn about how to accommodate as many visitors as possible. And by the fall, we'll start building in additional activities and experiences on the ground floor as well. The goal is over time to get to being able to have as many people visit Michigan Central as much as possible.
Josh Syrafman, CEO, Michigan Central, congratulations on a landmark Detroit event and a landmark Michigan innovation node that you're leading. Thank you so much for calling in today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sandy. It's fun seeing you in this.
All right. Take care.